Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. We're going to focus on the Beatitudes right now, Matthew chapter 5, verse 10. Praying through the Beatitudes, Jesus said, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." All around the world, believers in Jesus are persecuted. Today, thousands of believers are living under the threat of persecution in Afghanistan under the Taliban. Many Christians are hiding as they fear for their lives. Let's pray for those believers. Now let's pray for Christians in our country. It's no secret that many biblical principles we live by are under attack. And while we don't face physical danger, it's no secret that the things we hold dear to are ridiculed and seen as antiquated. Some stated truth is now viewed as hate speech. In a world where truth is determined by groupthink, God's unchangeable truth is seen as offensive. So let's pray that we can stand strong and teach our children to do the same. I recently read about Christians facing the takeover in Afghanistan, and you know what their response was? Their response was one of a courageous, and it was a profound response. Facing death, they said, "In a short time, we're going to see Jesus." Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Father, we pray for those believers around the world who are persecuted. Our hearts go out to those who are fleeing for their lives, leaving everything behind. Lord, please be with the families of those who have given their lives instead of renouncing your name. Please protect your children around the world. And as we pray for them, we pray for ourselves. Don't let us grow hard-hearted and soft. Help us to use our freedom to live for you and honor you in a way that impacts all those in our lives. Move our hearts to pray and to honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, tonight at 6:30, you can join us in person or online at the Bible Chapel. We're going to pray. I have our monthly prayer time. We're going to focus on believers in Afghanistan and for those around the world under the threat of persecution. So join us in person at the Bible Chapel, or you can tune in wherever you are at BibleChapel.org. That's BibleChapel.org. And we look forward to seeing you tonight at our time of prayer.